These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 13, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Gold Star Mothers of Elgin are appealing to the community to observe Star Spangled Banner Day. It will be an observance of the 107th anniversary of the composition of the national anthem. The group hopes the anthem will be played at all public gatherings throughout the community. The City of Elgin is requiring the American Legion baseball field be turned over to the public 2 days a week. This is a stipulation of the agreement being forged by the City and the Legion for property just north of Grand Avenue. The Legion Post, according to its commander William DeGaris, will fence the property and develop a baseball diamond and football field, along with stands for fans at both settings. There are plenty of names that come to mind in the major leagues as stars of the game. For Elgin residents, big league names include Earl Baggy Morton, Howard Ryan, and Chris Egebrecht. Those were the pitching and hitting trio that shut out the Dundee Nine in the Elgin American Legion game on the weekend. Though the Dundee squad outhit the Elgin team 15-8, the Dundee squad put 17 runners on base. Morton worked on mound. The resultant shutout was the whole story. Twice, the bases were loaded with Dundee runners and only one out in each. Morton, rejecting being taken out by manager Jack Wickland, pitched his way out of the jams. Yes, it's hard times. Ask Woodstock's Guy Still. His business seems to be among those caught in the wave of the Depression. It's not that he's had a customer for over a week. Still, he never imagined hard times would hit his business. He issues marriage licenses in McHenry County. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.